Track 7, more news stories. Isla, aged 11, raises more than £1,800 for cancer charity. A young girl has raised more than £1,800 for a cancer charity as she completes her civic award. 11-year-old Isla is currently doing her Torbay and Devon civic award. As part of the award, Isla needed to raise money for a charity of her choice. She chose to raise money for Pancreatic Cancer UK after having lost her great uncle Chris to pancreatic cancer last year. He was just 41 years old. She decided to take part in Challenge 24 throughout November, wherein she ran 24 miles in 24 days, raising a total of £857. I enjoyed being dedicated to the Challenge 24 that I completed, she said. Every time I went out for a run, it reminded me why and who I was doing it for. And then, on Saturday, April the 19th, Isla held a coffee morning and raffle, bringing her total to £1,858.60. I was very proud of all my planning for the coffee morning and all the hard work I put into it. I was really happy so many people came to my coffee morning. It was great seeing everyone there. It makes me feel very proud and happy with how much money I have raised for Pancreatic Cancer UK so far in memory of my Uncle Chris. Founded in 2004 by Karen Thompson, the Torbay and Devon Civic Award is for Year 6 pupils. More than 40 schools are registered and well over 3,700 children have taken part since the award first started. Pupils must demonstrate active citizenship at home and school, as well as adopt a charitable cause to support.
Builder donates to Social Mobility Commission. A housing developer has donated more than £10,000 to an organisation committed to improving employment opportunities for under-resourced communities across the South West. Persimmons Homes Persimmons Foundation has donated £15,000 to the South West Social Mobility Commission. With around £1.5 million donated to more than 1,400 organisations in the past 3 years, the foundation, which was established in 2015, continues to make a tangible impact on communities where the Persimmon Groups operates. The South West Social Mobility Commission was established 2 years ago in response to the alarming findings of the 2022 report, Social Mobility in the South West, which revealed the region as having the lowest social mobility in England. The South West Social Mobility Commission is represented by a group of passionate civic leaders from a range of sectors across the peninsula, all committed to improving social mobility in the region. Together with a dedicated strategy unit housed within the University of Exeter, the South West Mobility Commission aims to drive and coordinate action to transform life changes for children and young people from under-resourced backgrounds across the South West Peninsula now and over the next 25 years. The Persimmon Foundation hopes that its donation will expand these initiatives, fostering a future where everyone has the chance to thrive. As the Persimmon Foundation, we are proud to play a part in helping young people across the South West achieve their full potential, said Anthony Vigor, Chairman of Trustees for the Persimmon Foundation.
How is Teembridge celebrating VE Day? The 80th anniversary of Victory in Europe Day takes place next week, and there are lots of events taking place across Teembridge. All the events take place on Thursday, May the 8th, unless stated otherwise. Tynmouth, from 9 a.m, join the Mayor for a shared moment of celebration while the flag is raised in the triangle. At 11 a.m, children will be performing songs in the triangle, including the national anthem. Between 2 and 5.30, there will be free cream teas at Bitten House with live entertainment. And finally, at 9.30, the lighting of the beacon ceremony will take place at the War Memorial. In Newton Abbot, A wreath-laying ceremony will take place at 10:50 a.m. at the War Memorial, followed by a proclamation delivered by the town crier at 12 p.m. at St. Leonard's Clock Tower. Evening celebrations include bell ringing at St. Leonard's Clock Tower and High Week Church at 6:30 p.m., followed by beacon lighting at High Week, Walborough and Buckland sites at 9:30. Dawlish, the VE Day flag will be raised at 9 a.m. together with the reading of the VE Day proclamation by the Dawlish Town Crier at the bandstand. Music and lunch at the Manor House between 12 and 3. Lastly, a reading of the tribute by the town crier and lighting of the beacon at the bandstand at 9 p.m. Chedley, the VE Day flag will be raised at the town's war memorial at 9 a.m., which will be followed by a wreath laying at 11 a.m. Chedley Parish Church will be screening the Westminster Abbey ceremony from 11:30 a.m. The town celebrations will end at the church with choir singing and a performance by the Shantymen from 6 p.m. Buckfast Lee. The Bowls Club will be holding a street party from 2 until 4 p.m. at the clubhouse. Ticket price is £7.50, which includes refreshments. Ogwell. The village's commemorations get underway from 7 p.m. There will be food, a bar, and a beacon will be lit. Kingstainton. The town council are holding a baking competition on Saturday, May the 10th, from 11 to 2 p.m. at the community hall. It's open to adults and children and free to enter. Competition forms must be submitted before 12 p.m. on May the 2nd. Moreton Hampstead. Events kick off at 9 a.m. with a flag raising at the War Memorial, followed by a school tea party at 2 p.m. and the Marden Beacon lighting at 9:30 p.m. On Friday, May the 9th, there will be a special VE Day quiz at the Union Inn at 7 p.m. On Saturday, May the 10th, a history walk and coffee morning will be taking place at the Community Club. For more information about the above-mentioned events, visit the respective town council's websites.
Hotels seeking to expand. A hotel off the A38 near Kenford is seeking to expand its accommodation and restaurant. Exeter Court Hotel are seeking permission to erect a new building to provide additional accommodation. Permission to extend the existing restaurant area is also being sought. Teignbridge District Council will make a decision on the application in May. A previous application was made in 2020, but given the impact of COVID-19 on the hotel industry, it was not carried out. The design and access statement says the hotel's aspiration is to create a modern appearance that takes inspiration from the existing site. Furthermore, the proposal seeks to use sustainable methods of construction to minimise the environmental impact of the building and reduce the running costs.